You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Old radio guy. Breaks. What else? What other reasons we got?
Turns into a cunt. What other reasons we got? Takes his glasses off because he wants to stay young.
DeRose's voice always puts me in a bad mood to start this podcast.
Come on. Come on, son. Come really?
No, I like Joe D.
Joey Roses.
Joey D is a great kid.
We're back for another YKWD holy shit episode. I'm going to look on my, I got a little thing here now and it tells me what to do. There's two things on here. There should be four things, but there's two things. No, there's four things right now, because Gabby fucking, I'm all over Gabby today.
Why do you keep holding the mic?
I'm all over Gabby.
I feel like don't say that.
Huh?
I feel like don't say you're all over me, just like work-wise.
Oh, me too?
Hashtag me too. Me too.
Isn't that weird that she can say that now and put fucking fear in my heart?
Literally, if you can end our careers with any time you say that.
I know.
It's just over.
The sick, look at her little stoic fucking,
yeah.
Her fucking little stoic vagina face. Hey, could you please not say that about me anymore? It makes me uncomfortable.
I'm really uncomfortable.
Oh, good. Beat it.
I'm kidding, you idiot.
get your ass out. Out of here.
Bye.
Listen,
bye.
We have laughable.com, right? Then we pull that website up.
Sorry, I'm tweeting from your thing.
Don't say sorry. Just fucking.
Oh, here's stupid.
Who?
Fucking Giannis, probably.
Yeah, here we go.
I got to get a new headshot.
Why?
I look too young.
You don't look too young.
It's a few years ago.
You look like a Dutch bushcrafter.
What's a Dutch bushcraft? Like, is that a knife?
No.
Stupid knives.
You look like this week on the Dutch bushcrafting. Yeah. No, there's two guys that do you look like one of them. You're like a Dutch bushcrafting knife. This week we discussed the Back River bushcraft knife. It has full tang and oak bark grip, and the liners are red. It's my favorite knife.
Is that a Dutch accent?
Sort of.
You want to put your face to this?
Lover.
One more time?
Lover.
There he is.
What's up? Yanni P.
What's up, cuz?
What's up, Snooze Face?
Snooze Face. Here you go, babe.
You on air?
We're on air, baby. So anyway, I'm just going through this stuff right now. Let me skim through this before you guys start yapping to each other.
Can I piss then?
Go piss.
All right.
Hi, Giannis. I love you, buddy.
I just want to tell you now.
What are you doing, you savage? Watch your fucking.
It's all that cinnamon.
It's those massive hips.
It's wide hips.
Those fucking goddamn fucking MILF hips. You all right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, he got stuck in the chair.
I mean, he's white trash. What do you want?
He got stuck in the chair.
I know, he's too wide.
I mean, I'm big. I don't get stuck in the chair.
No, you're big that way. He's big. He's got
birthing hips.
He's got birthing hips, yeah.
Viking birthing hips.
Yeah.
Anyways, laughable.com. If you like podcasts, you want this app.
I love podcasts
through comedians you love. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Have you ever used it?
No, but I love it.
Here's the deal. That's him right there. That's Ned.
What's up, Ned?
He looks like a Ned.
Oh, shit. I don't even know what that means. Well, here's the deal. You go to the app. Go to your pod.
I just walked in. You can't get mad at me yet. I'm setting up.
I'm not mad.
Okay.
Shut that off.
Shut it off. Yeah, it's off.
Off.
It's off.
You go to the app. You type in. You say Giannis. Right, you go to you.
Yeah.
So you go to me. You love me. You go to YKWD.
Well,
I like how you jump ship on Giannis so fast.
Yeah. Well, I'm going back to him, you fucking asshole. Let me finish. Oh, she's bugging me today.
It's going to be a good podcast then.
We go.
It's just us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're going back. It's a Bay Ridge day.
This is the Bay Ridge babies.
This is Bay Ridge fucking promotion, Patreon, fucking podcast, hyenas.
Cuties with smoothies.
I love that photo. I wanted to hate it.
You're gonna be our first guest on it.
Go to Laughable. Download the app. So you go to my webs. You go to my podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, Giannis is there.
Yeah.
And you click on your face.
Yeah.
All your shows you've ever been on pop up.
Get out of here.
Who's this kid at the comedy? He's never been.
That's
at the
Ned.
Comedy
that's
seller.
The guy who owns it. No, he hosted. That's when he hosted the show. They had a Laughable show.
It's that convenient, Bobby?
It's so convenient. Laughable.com. Go download the app right now. And then I want to say this. Comedy Cell Las Vegas is open. April 5th is, I believe, the first week.
Yeah.
The shows they're putting together, I'm in. I booked my show last week of August. Me, Verzi, Rich Voss.
Oh, boy.
Keith Robinson.
There you go. Oh,
wow. And we might have a special guest pop in.
Wow, that's a cool night. It's like an old school
night.
That's
a week. That's a whole fucking week.
I'm going fucking June 6th to the 10th with Alingdon Mitra.
Who's Alingdon Mitra?
I don't know. So, no, he's a good kid.
Here's the deal. We could do it. We could get a Bay Ridge Boys week.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Yeah. We should.
Bay Ridge Boys take Vegas.
We got to figure it out because that's what the shows they're trying to do. They're trying to bring the Comedy Cell in New York. They're not going to do some shit MC you've never heard of who's in his mid-50s, does magic. He closes with magic. Some other asshole who is on ships most of the year. Then he comes in and middles. Everybody's a hat, t-shirt, and fucking mittens they want to sell. And then some headliner that never made it, but should have. It's not that show. We're bringing the top motherfuckers, headliner. The youngest, the older, the motherfuckers are going to Vegas, Comedy Cellar Vegas, at the Rio. Every show is going to be killer.
Will the lineups be diverse and include women?
No.
They do have women.
Okay.
Of course they have women.
That's the only way I'll come.
They have women. What do you mean no? What are you saying?
I'm kidding.
Stop kidding like a fucking asshole, all right?
Jesus Christ.
I'm like fucking...
Women.
I'm promoting the Comedy Cellar Vegas. She's in the Comedy Cellar Studios, and she says no.
She's unbelievable.
Oh, God. Liz is going to hear that and fucking want to stab
her in the
throat.
She's going to punch me in the face.
Oh, God. You want out, don't you? What do you want?
I'm
what do you
kidding.
Want to go to Gas Digital? Just fucking
no.
go. Just go.
Go
no.
Come on over, Gabby. We have room for you.
There's going to be a space open when I leave.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
There's some fucking pre-show fucking laughter. I want to do two other things. Zach's glasses fun. This guy still has these. His glasses are broken.
Zachy Isis face.
Yeah, we love Zach on our podcast. Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. He's the best.
Number one. He hates white people.
Who's the other guy?
Bardo.
What do you call
white,
him?
White Wasp.
Bardo Church.
The White Wasp.
The White Wasp, because he looks like a fucking wasp.
You don't know Bardo?
No, of course.
Oh, you were setting him up.
Can I put hot coffee in his fucking face?
Please. Oh,
yeah,
that'd
Bardo
be great.
I know Bardo before. Fucking, you know fucking Bardo.
That's why I was confused.
No, that'd I know Bardo. Of course, Bardo. They called him the White Wasp yesterday when they were filming my show. Live nice. From the shed.
Yeah. Oh, great.
The White Wasp was coming in.
Yes.
And they were calling him the White Wasp.
Somebody came up to him on the street and said, hail the White Wasp.
There's nothing made me... Nothing made me happier. If the pizza guy didn't come yesterday when we were filming the Live from the Shed show, we were going to have him go get it and show up with a hoodie on.
Oh,
and when he gave it to me, I was going to go, aren't you the White Wasp? Anyways, Zach, you have the link somewhere?
It'll be there, and when this comes out, there'll be a link on the
bottom.
There'll
be a link right on the bottom. Click on that link. It's Zach's Glasses Fun. Click that. It's the PayPal to this, and whatever money comes in, we're going to do it another month. Because nobody fucking donated to his fucking glasses. Show him your glasses.
They suck.
Oh, they're terrible. Man. Look at that shit.
I thought you got new ones.
Nope.
They always break. Careful, one of the lenses pops out.
Do you fight? Like, street fight?
Yeah.
Do you live in a bad neighborhood? Do people know that you use computers in your shitty neighborhood and they, get that nerd over here?
Yeah, why do they keep breaking?
That's exactly what happens. They call me nerd and then jump me. But it's like those old movies. They break my glasses and then throw them and walk away.
Yeah, you do look like the Puerto Rican nerd.
Yeah.
we're going to get you new glasses. And then, of course, I want you to, I just want to thank everybody on my Patreon. Where's the list? Where's the list from Bardo?
I didn't get a list.
Oh my God.
Wow, I'm really fucking
up. The
White
Wasp always has our list locked and loaded every week.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fucking Bardo doesn't know.
There's going to be domestic violence that's going to happen here today.
It's
Bardo's going to lose a piece of his calf.
We didn't get a new list. We did the whole list.
You guys got 112 already. That's a nice number.
Bobby doesn't like mistakes.
Uh-oh.
Bobby does not like mistakes.
Fucking.
I just want to say now, at some point, I'm going to pull out my phone just to re-up the... my car's at a meter, so I'm going to pull it out to just upload.
Just
is
as
it
long
really?
As you, just yeah. as long as you don't pull out a shawarma.
is your car at a meter, really?
It's at a meter, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Do you have to put money in it?
Yeah.
Where is it?
No, I mean, I can do it from my phone.
Do it from the app.
Yeah. What app?
I mean, Park Mr. NYC. Technology's never heard of this?
Here, I'll show it to you.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. What
Park
are you
NYC.
So I can park my car out front and just keep uploading the fucking money?
Exactly. Look at that right there. And then you just put the zone in and you just load it up, put your credit card in.
How did you not hear about that?
On the fucking, on the little blue box?
Yes.
Well, here's what you have to do.
Did you do Mauricio before this?
I did, yeah.
sometimes she takes over. Right?
Yeah. Well, that's because Giannis is a character.
Yeah, Angelo.
Maurice is real.
Angelo actually.
That's what
said,
I believe in my heart.
Angelo said to me, he goes, "You didn't read our group text?" I said, "No, I'm too busy being 17 different people during the week."
Yeah. Too busy being a schizophrenic.
I know. I never have sympathy for Chip.
Yeah.
When I know that there's fucking Giannis, there's 9 people. I didn't know that they had an app.
So what you do though, say it's a two hour.
I get it. I'm not a moron.
No, but I'm gonna tell you this secret.
I know how it works.
No, I know you know how it works, but you don't know how to be a scheming dirtbag like I do.
That's true.
So yeah, come on. So what you do is if you need like four hours, you don't put it in the app right away. What you do is you pay for the 2 hours, you get the actual paper receipt, and then you put that in your window, and then let that go for 2 hours, and then you do the app for another 2 hours, because once the 2 hours expires on the app, you can't re-up it. You have to go move your car, or you'll get a ticket. So that's how you get 4 hours out of, that's how you cheat the
Real
system
simple.
With that app.
Real simple.
If you need 4 hours instead of two. So there you go.
So you can only do 2 hours once.
You could do 2 hours once, but then you can use another code. We shouldn't be saying this on the air.
Why?
Because then we're going to ruin it.
Do you know how many fucking PBA cards I have?
No, but they're going to figure out that people are doing that.
First of all, PBA cards don't do shit. The guy that pulls you over is a dick.
Yeah.
Doesn't care about PBA cards.
I've gotten four moving violation tickets in the car with Giannis.
Yeah, and do you know the guy who gave you the card? Do you ever remember the name on the back?
Well, one time I gave the card. Yeah, this kid Chris Calviatis. I gave the card, and the cop threw it on the floor.
There
was like 2-3 years ago.
That's littering. Did you say that's a ticket? That's a $150 ticket.
No, I didn't say anything.
Should have took a video and. That's littering.
No.
That's actually...
I didn't say anything because I had Sergio Chacon in the car, so I figured...
Yeah. When you have a minority in the car, you got to behave.
Minority in the car,
Oh,
Puerto
Sergio.
Rican, tattooed.
Ball guy?
Tatted up, yeah. So I figured...
Yeah, looks like a dancer for J-Lo.
Yeah.
Not anymore, retired.
Yeah.
Now he teaches kids in the Bronx.
Come on,
you can do it.
With an overbite.
Does he have an overbite?
Yeah, like an asshole.
Oh, jeez. Why would you call him?
Well, I don't know. He's a boxer. He'll fucking kill me anyway.
Yeah, he'll fucking kill everybody.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
He'll bite you.
Yeah. He can't get his teeth don't close. There's always that little gap.
Yeah. Yo, who bit Beyonce?
What?
Have you heard this story?
What are you talking about?
What?
It's like a big headline. Somebody bit her in the face at a party, and they're withholding the name of the person who did it.
Really?
Nobody wants to say who did it. There's a rumor it was either Jennifer, what's the big one?
Lopez.
Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence.
No way.
Amy Schumer.
No way.
Or Lena Dunham.
Why would they bite her? I don't understand. Just as a goof?
They were high or drunk.
Were they on bath salts?
And like, I'm going to bite Beyonce, you know? Like, and she's like wearing, she has like a patch over her cheek because she got bit.
Stop it.
I swear to God. I'm not joking.
I wish we had a computer.
That's insane.
I wish we had a computer we could see this on.
Yeah.
I just got you the names.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that. Don't act like if I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, boy.
He didn't send them to me.
Has he ever hit you?
He's gotten very close.
He's gotten close,
Listen,
right?
Can we bring up Beyonce?
If that bottle would hit me, I would have sued. I would have sued you.
I hope you sue me so it can all end. That would be my excuse.
Yeah.
Chris sued me. I didn't have the money. It's all over.
Yeah, I have to go.
Have the fucking studio. I don't have to fucking deal with anybody.
Yeah.
I was just fucking doing my show from the shed with fucking by the people
way,
I like.
I thoroughly enjoyed that episode.
I would murder you with your own knives.
Was I it watched good? It, yeah.
Well, this is one thing I want to talk about is that.
You're going to give me the $5 back, right?
Or no, I didn't fucking say that.
Tiffany Haddish?
Was it Tiffany Haddish?
No, she
did it?
Tiffany Haddish is like who wants to know who did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So is it a joke or is she really upset?
No, well, Tiffany Haddish is I think really upset, but Beyonce's not, I guess. But what? Somebody bit Beyonce.
Somebody bit Beyonce like how?
They bit
in
her?
The cheek.
Is this bullshit? Like do
it's
they not
It's not bullshit.
But they don't care, right?
I don't know.
There's no images of the bite mark.
I don't know. I was just told about this.
Oh my God, this is such gossip. Yeah. What does it say?
So many questions. First of all, we got to read it in this voice.
How Haddish says it went down. All right, so here we go. Can you read that?
Yeah. The actress told GQ she met Beyonce last December while... Uh-oh, looked like you were using an ad blocker.
Whoa.
We've been watching porn, Zach?
Can you? What have you been doing, Zach?
Not Google, today.
Googling beheading videos?
Been jerking off to beheading videos?
All right, let's read it. Read it.
They had a
not you.
Oh, okay.
Who's gonna read it? Who's
gonna her. Read it? She
oh,
reads
she
it.
Started.
I'm just scared if her voice comes out, you're gonna throw something at her.
I'm not gonna throw anything at anyone.
You
promise?
Of you
I don't
want. I'm not gonna throw anything. I just want things done. Can we just read it?
The actress told GQ she met Beyonce last December while at a party in Los Angeles, also attended by the superstar's singer rapper mogul husband Jay-Z. According to Haddish, there was an actress at said party who was doing the mostest. Haddish said she witnessed Beyonce grab her husband and storm off.
She told GQ an actress bit Beyonce.
Oh, just a better voice reading that.
I really never thought I would live to see this headline. Do you ever think you'd live in just? It's just. Would you? If someone guessed what's the strangest headline you'll ever read, it's like actress bites Beyonce.
I know
that's a weird one.
Yeah, but why? I don't understand why.
Exactly.
Those three girls, their names coming up. Because they first of all, they're three powerful women.
Sure.
Four women. You know what I mean? Oh, that's just. Oh, is she biting? What is Beyonce biting hot?
No,
what's
that's
happening?
Just a picture of Beyonce.
Picture.
And...
Oh, my God. What does that say? Hi, Jody. What does that say? Was it Jody Foster?
No.
How come I wasn't invited to this party?
C-cut.
Hi, Jody. The cut has suggested that Sarah Foster may have been the person Tiffany Haddish was referring to in GQ when she said that an actress bit Beyonce. Do you have a comment?
Oh,
who's Sarah Foster?
It's a big mystery. Who bit her? And I don't know why Beyonce won't come out and say it.
Huh. It's all marketing stuff. It's all marketing.
Chrissy Teigen?
What do you mean?
That's what they do. It's all it's all marketing. Like even like with the Jay-Z and Beyonce, like, did he cheat? Did he not cheat? It's all to sell. This is just a machine. So who knows if anyone ever
man.
Got bit or not.
Yeah, man.
Zach Isis was nodding his head. That's why he wants to, right?
Yeah, and all those fucking kids at the school are fucking liberal actors, too.
Yeah, it's all...
They're fucking liberal actors.
False flag.
False flag.
False flag.
False fucking flags.
I just drive on the highway yelling, false flag.
False flag. False fucking flag.
Yeah, we got to do a Bay Ridge Boys on
false
flags.
All right, speaking of Bay Ridge Boys, you guys are here today, the Bay Ridge Boys.
Yes.
The History Hyenas.
Yes.
And you have your new Patreon, which is the Patreon. What is the Patreon name, by the way? What's the name of your channel?
Bay Ridge Boys. It's the
Bay Ridge
Boys
channel. So it's patreon.com/Bay Ridge Boys.
Yep. Yeah.
It's your channel that you guys put up.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, what do you have on the channel? If I go there, which I'm going to. And I'm going to become a member of this.
I'm a member of yours.
I'm a member of yours, too.
I'm coming.
All right, fine.
I'm coming. I had to put mine up.
Fine.
But now I'm in on it. But tell me, if I go there and I what do I get?
Cuties with smoothies.
Yas, yas, yas.
No. Well, you're going to get, soon you're going to get our talk show, Cuties with Smoothies.
Yeah.
Okay, what the fuck is
true.
It? What is it?
I think he should be our first guest.
I think Bobby's going to be our first guest.
No, I really mean that. I was thinking about that in the
Done.
Car. Bobby's
booked.
Why do you think he's not meaning it too?
Well, we want to have.
You guys talk shit about me behind my back?
Yeah,
No, I'm serious about this one. I know we talked about him in the car, what a fucking fat piece of shit he is, and we want nothing to do with him, but I'm serious, he should be on it.
Yeah.
Why are you going to question him?
I don't know. If you go to our Patreon page right now...
Your channel.
Our channel, yeah, sorry. I got to use the right lingo.
Yes.
What you'll get for Patreon members, what you'll get is bonus podcasts.
Yes.
You'll get our behind-the-scenes history tour videos.
Those are fun.
Can I say something about this?
Mm-hmm.
I love the actual show, History Behind This.
Thank you, Bob.
Because you're actually, you do talk about history. You talk about other things. But this other aspect of it where you have these... You're Giannis-ing the mic.
Yeah, Giannis.
That's what that's called.
Yeah.
There's only two people that get to do that.
Giannis.
That when it doesn't bug me.
Yeah.
And that's Giannis is the original.
Because I've been doing it from the beginning. Yeah.
Literally, first time on the show, went, I'm going to do this. And I went, I spent a lot of money on these mic stands, but I'm going to do this. It's more comfortable. And it just, he's the only one I like doing.
All right.
So there you go.
Yeah.
He's Giannis in the mic.
I like to move around a little
bit. You
do.
You like to lean. Yeah, you like to lean back. Yeah, I like to lean back. But you like, you want a good sound on your voice.
Yeah.
You don't like...
I don't like when it's far.
You don't like this.
No. I like it with me, yeah.
You like this.
Yeah.
So... Well, you're going on these little video tours and you're fucking learning history together.
Yes.
And we often drink smoothies when we do it.
We do. Well, that's the new thing. The new thing is Cuties with Smoothies, and that's like a whole new thing. But what we've been doing with the history videos is we really do, like people think, like some of our peers or like our fans think, like, oh, like you're doing that thing to like try to be funny or like, what you, that's a funny thing you guys are doing. It's like, we're doing it because we really, truly enjoy it. We were doing history stuff before we had a channel. We would just go on history tours to not film it at all.
Yeah.
We would just go for our own leisure, and we just enjoy it because, you know, we're a couple of Cuties with Smoothies.
We're a couple of true blue gays.
We're true blue gays. That's another
what
thing.
What is that?
A true blue gay.
It doesn't really mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. I think one of us just said it on the first podcast. It's like, I'm a true blue gay. And then it just stuck, and now people yell it at us on the street.
Can I? True. Oh, but in Bay Ridge.
Not
in the Bronx.
Do you want to hear something really funny?
Yes.
The past 2 days.
My podcast is based on
funny.
I'm relying on that.
I didn't see this coming, but yesterday, me and Chris was getting a smoothie, and he was getting me a smoothie. I was picking him up. Yeah. I like to just say it's smoothie.
Yeah.
And he got recognized in the smoothie place, and the girl made us make a video, make a Cuties with Smoothies
for her
videos.
Sister.
And then today I was getting a smoothie, and the guy who worked at the smoothie spot.
Different smoothie place?
Different smoothie spot. Wow. In the East Village. Was like, can I take a picture with you while you're holding the smoothie?
I'm telling you, you're onto something.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
You too.
Cuties with Smoothies.
You and Giannis. let me just say this. You and Giannis are onto something.
You guys are getting brutal.
It's getting bad in here.
Yeah, it's getting bad.
Listen.
What are you going to do, right?
Yeah,
what are you going to
do? I'm telling you, though, this Cuties a smoothie thing, I don't want to like it. I saw it. I was like, I don't want to like it. I want to call them up individually right now and just curse them out, you motherfuckers. But here, what I've realized too, and I'm one of these. Okay, there's alpha males.
Yeah.
There's the fucking, like the Rogans and the Billy Burrs. And the, you know, they're the fucking alpha males. Yeah. They're like, you know, basketball. Well, what was his stats on the, how do you fucking kill a moose? You know, this is the fucking heart of an elk.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I fly, they're fucking real men. They know about sport. They know manly cars and they just know a lot of, and they don't really fuck around with silly shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Then there's the alpha male like us. It's not a level below or, you know, above. It's on the same tier, right? But it's a silly alpha male.
We fuck with smoothies.
Yes, where you can do the little silly voice.
Yeah.
Where you can talk about sucking dick every once in a while. Yeah. Mean it, not mean it. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you like banging. You like banging.
Yeah, I'm still an alpha. Yeah.
You still like banging. You like to go to the sports games.
Yeah, we went to an Islanders game yesterday.
But before the Islanders game, what'd you do?
Had some smoothies.
Had some smoothies. Smoothies are fucking delicious.
Listen, nobody's fucking, who you want an argument?
I'll tell you.
Who's arguing that?
Oh, what about this? 6 months ago, I went to the doctor. I got a bunch of blood work, and it turned out I was pre-diabetic. So it was like, that was like a big, I was 32 years old, pre-diabetic.
And the doctor went, wow, you're white.
What? Yeah.
Just in your hips.
This is where the pre-diabetes lives.
Yeah.
So Giannis, like 6 months ago, we were in Bay Ridge. I was like all flustered. I mean, I wasn't expecting to hear that. And he goes, because you eat too much sugar. It's just too much. You eat blatant sugar. He said, every time you have a craving, just have a smoothie. Mm-hmm. And started doing that. And then I got my blood work back 2 days ago and pre-diabetes is gone.
Really?
It's all gone.
It's gone. Smithies.
The doctor said it's gone. Really? It's completely gone.
Bobby, that's why we're putting you on the show first. We want to get you onto Smithies.
Yeah.
I want to do, but here's
Operation
the thing, though.
Save Your Foot. Kitties at Smithies. And then we're just going to ask you questions.
Let me ask you a question, though. If I go on Smoothies with Cuties, am I a cutie?
You're a cutie with a smoothie.
If you get invited on Cuties with Smoothies, it's because you're either a cutie or you just love smoothies.
Yeah.
And
but
you
it's not both?
Are both. No, you're both.
Okay. Once you grab that smoothie
yeah.
and you put it up.
And I take a sip?
The first sip, you automatically.
Then I'm a what?
Cutie with a smoothie. Automatically become a cutie with a smoothie.
Yeah, we're just going to. And it's going to be a cool interview. Yeah. You know, I ask you like real questions, like probably alpha male questions. And then every few minutes.
But then we
just look at the camera and go, kitties and smoothies. And we take a sip.
And yeah,
it'll probably get played out after a couple bucks.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about men's stuff, but.
Right,
sipping
so
in between.
So you're gonna get men on this show.
Oh yeah, we want to start off with you because, like, you know, but we want to also get like non-comics, like maybe just like a construction worker off the street,
right?
Just ask him shit about his kids or what, you know, his, what he likes to do in the gym, but have him have a fucking agave smoothie.
Yeah.
Just have him a fucking raspberry blast while he's sipping in his tool belt.
Now, can you ever have a? Like a gay guy on.
Sure,
absolutely. We got two True Blue gays hosting it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Two gays hosting it. Absolutely. So yeah, more gays is welcome.
But you could have a true pink rainbow gay on there.
We'd have Mateo and Stavros on.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Stavros isn't gay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how he lost his tooth. Taking bull dick in his fucking mouth.
Mateo slapped him in the tooth with his fucking cappuccino maker dick.
Modell's got my Mateo's Instagram.
Cappuccino maker dick. Mateo's
Instagram.
Maserati ones.
Fucking piece of gold in his pants. He's a gorgeous human being, Mateo.
Makes me sick.
His Instagram's like a gay porn site.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's great.
I mean, he's hot.
Yeah.
Or just something to look at when you take a shit. We got something coming out of your bum, not going in, so you're safe. I think this is a great idea. This is what I love about the Bay Ridge Boys, is that you guys are these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But you're silly, you're goofy, you have your own language.
We don't take
which is catching on.
We're having a blast.
Yeah, we're having a blast. Yeah. And we're just... And even with our history podcast, like, we do the research, but like, we don't try to fact check. We don't sit here and say we're historians. People sometimes tweet like about the mistakes we make, and we're like, good.
Yeah.
We're fucking keep
making
them.
Give me an example of one of the things you've learned about history on the show.
We've learned a lot of things.
I mean,
well, one of the places you went.
I think the most
started the podcast a month ago.
The most interesting.
Well, we've already done a bunch of tours.
Like all Civil War shit. You can ask us any question about the Civil War.
Okay, when was the Civil War?
1861, 1865.
Yep.
How did the Civil War end?
With the North winning.
Appomattox
Courthouse.
Courthouse. Yeah. Ulysses Grant, Robert E. Lee surrendered to Ulysses Grant at the courthouse.
Yeah.
Then what was the biggest battle in the...
Antietam.
Most people were killed in one day and over the course of a Battle of Gettysburg.
You two fucking morons are really learning
shit.
That's
what we do.
23,000 people died
on that
day.
That's what we do. We sit there and we fucking spank it to the history channel.
And I also pissed on... I also took a piss on the Antietam battlefield.
Yeah, the scumbag.
If you want to see that video...
What did you do?
I took a pee. I wanted to be a part of it.
He took a piss at the Antietam battlefield on the Confederate side.
I had to go.
That's grave sites.
I did it on the Confederate side.
You did on the Confederate side.
I did it where I knew Confederate bodies were because we learned where the lines were and we're like, I'm going to pee on the Confederate
side. We're Union
side.
Soldiers. And that's what you could see on our Patreon page, tours like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You probably get in trouble for that.
Though. Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's the video.
You could be arrested
Chris
for that.
Chris is telling me that and I just go and do it anyway.
Does it anyway?
So you're the rogue.
I'm the fucking rebel.
Yeah. I'm the straight man.
Yeah.
I'm the true blue gay.
I don't know how straight
air quotes. Straight man.
What do you think that is, though, about guys who, like, I mean, because I love being silly. I love being a fucking loon. I love.
Yeah.
And then there's some guys like, dude, knock that shit off. Like,
I think those are the guys who are gay.
Yeah.
I think if you're truly not,
Yeah, if you're comfortable.
I went to an all-boy Catholic high school, okay, and I played on the basketball team.
And he got sucked off twice by priests?
Anytime. That's true. Anytime.
Lucky.
Anytime.
I had a priest. Let me tell you something. I had a priest when I was getting sober. It was like one of my best friends. We hung out all the time. He never tried to suck me off. And he got convicted of sucking people off. Yeah. Like, yeah. When I found out years later that he had to go to the home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, people are like, did he ever try anything with you? You guys hung out all the time. I'm like, not one. That's, he kissed me on the neck once. He soft kissed. He wet lipped me on the. He gave me a nice fucking you know that kiss when you're trying to get the girl to like you.
Yeah.
And you give her that right on the neck, underneath the ear.
Yeah.
He did that to my neck.
Did it make you feel unattractive that he didn't go for you?
Well, I mean, look, I like
after the fact, you find out, you're like, well, you know, was I not a cutie with a booty?
I was cute.
You were cute.
Oh, my God.
You were cute.
You're fucking great.
There was
great.
No reason.
Talk about Bobby. You're still cute, though.
If young Bob, Puerto Rican Bobby, that's Mateo's type. Mateo would have been all over Puerto Rican Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Who knows? I think so.
You are.
I think you got a cute couple.
You get literally fucking stare Chris with an eyebrow. Huh? Well, I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah. Just immediately back down.
This is the video of Giannis peeing.
Oh, here it is.
This.
Yeah.
Let's see this. Here we go.
I mean, yeah, dude.
I'm going to go piss.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Union soldier hats on.
You guys look good in the hats.
What kind of animal hyena I have to deal with? Taking a piss on the sacred grounds, probably where somebody's corpse was. I mean, what a piece of shit.
There's somebody's house right there.
That's the battlefield. That's where
they fought. What's the house?
That's someone's house. Someone's house on the battlefield.
Does someone still live there now?
Probably. Yeah.
And you're peeing right in front of somebody's house.
Yeah, with a cup of coffee in my mouth.
There's probably a little kid in there doing homework with a quill, and you're fucking pissing. Oh, my God, you're peeing inside.
I got a Union hat on. It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can get how beautiful this like really is.
Then I just go off on my own thing.
Landscape here.
Talk about the landscape.
I mean, it's unreal.
True blue gay.
That's true blue gay, yeah. And he comes running back now.
You feel good, you fucking hyena?
That one was for the U.S. of...
for the fucking blue boys in blue, that one was
boys
for.
Boys in blue.
Yeah.
That, I mean, look, man, can I say something? That is fucking interesting to me.
Well, that's like a tease of when we put on Instagram. The whole videos of that are only on the Patreon.
I mean, two fucking humps learning history in the middle of nowhere. And the fact that one of you humps when I got to go take a piss.
Yeah.
And the other one is like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, that happened. You know how many times I peed when I was in Belgium?
Yeah.
I was in a castle. I think it was...
Antwerp?
It was a 400-year-old castle. It was just beautiful castle, and I'm up at the top in one of these little things, and there was holes down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, what's that for? And that's where the guards would be up here, and that was where they would pee or poo through that, because they'd be up here, and it would just go right into the river.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, there's all tours on these rivers, you know, on the boats going by the castle. So I whipped my cock out, and I peed it. So for the first time in 400 years... A boat was going by, and there was just piss coming down from some fucking fat soldier.
You can take the kid out of Boston, you can't take the Boston out of kid.
Oh, God, I fucking pissed.
You're a fucking street kid, Bobby.
I pissed in a 400-year-old toilet. You pissed in somebody's grave.
We're fucking kids from the street.
We're just a couple of kids from Bay Ridge.
But there was something about it that made me happy.
It was. I mean, that's like historical.
So, are you guys? I mean, you're gonna. Do you guys go everywhere? Are you just going there to do this, or do you do comedy?
Yeah, I was doing a weekend, and Chris, I asked Chris to come with me, so he came, and we made it a Bay Ridge Boys show, and then we went and we did fucking tours. So we did stand-up at night, and then during the day, we hit battlefields bad.
We hit battlefields everywhere, and that one was Civil War stuff. Where were we? Winchester, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And then we just went around. We went to Harper's Ferry, West Virginia.
Excuse me?
Harper's Ferry, West Virginia.
Take Dawn and go to Harper's Ferry for the fucking weekend.
Seriously.
It's gorgeous.
Seriously, if you want to have another baby, go to fucking Harper's
Ferry.
I don't know if
guys.
You do or you don't.
It's gorgeous.
And Max, too.
Listen,
it's going to take a lot more than a fucking nice sunset and some little stores for Dawn to want to fucking have another baby. I don't think a couple antique stores and a fucking, in a house somewhere with some history to it.
It's fucking gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
What is it?
Well, here's another reason for you to go. They got the only candy store in America.
What the fuck? I thought I was going on the cuties with smoothies.
You are going on the cuties.
Pre-diabetic too.
Oh, you are? What's yes. What's your A1C?
I don't know what my what.
Your A1C?
Dare you ask me that on my fucking podcast?
What's your glucose?
Getting personal.
Six inches. Oh, sorry. It's a problem. 5.7. It's a problem. Okay.
I'm pre-diabetic.
Oh, you are. So it's probably 5.7.
My new doctor. I don't know. I've talked about this before on the show. She's a fucking lunatic.
Okay.
Like she said, we're sitting there talking. I'm trying to get this test out of her, right? The calcium test. Mm-hmm. After Colin had a heart attack.
Sure.
I wanted all these tests done. And I wanted this calcium test, right? To mm-hmm. see if this. She's like, well, I can't just give that to you. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
She's like, well, you have to do this and that and this and that. She takes my blood pressure. It's 170 over 100 or
That's
something like
too
that.
Too high, yeah.
Okay. She goes, I want to put you on. I go, what? She didn't put that. Okay. I'm going to say this. So I'm like, listen. I asked her another question. She goes, well, that's the, the veins come out and the arteries go in. No, the veins go in and the arteries pump out. She's doing this out loud. I'm like, what the fuck did you just say?
Wow.
You don't know what the fucking veins
and arteries do?
I was like, what? I could have Googled it faster than she figured it out. Right?
Why don't you get a second opinion then?
Well, anyways, because you can't. I didn't want to go. This is my second doctor. The other ones I didn't like either. And then, so then I went, I got my heart checked. Next week I went for a stress test, 128 over 80.
Perfect blood pressure.
I'm like, what the fuck? I think she used the small bands on me.
Probably, yeah.
And then she was trying to get me on blood pressure medication.
So she would have improperly put you on that. Yeah.
You may have to change doctors.
What the fuck is that?
I know.
Is she young?
Yeah.
Is she
that's
Indian?
See, that's what I was talking about the other day.
Yeah.
Nobody ever wants a young doctor.
Indian?
No.
Oh.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get yourself an Indian doctor.
Well, the Indian doctor was the one I did the stress test with.
And he got the numbers right.
He goes like this. He goes, I'm not even going to let you finish this because you're fucking great.
Yeah.
I go, do I need to get a calcium test? He goes, you don't need to. They put, you don't need that. You don't need that. You're fine. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
You're good for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Keep your shit together. Lose weight because you're too fat.
Yeah.
And he didn't word it like that, but.
Yeah. They need to be the Indian. You always need to go to an Indian.
Asian.
The only problem I have with Apu is if he's not my fucking doctor.
Really?
I mean, yeah. That's the only time I got a problem with Apu. It's like, if you're not my doctor.
What are you calling him?
You never heard that Hari Kondalabalu fucking
documentary
problem with Apu? The problem with Apu about he bitches about how fucking Indian people don't have it good in this country and he cries about it on TV.
He made a documentary about how racist Apu was on The Simpsons.
Oh. I would love for you to book him on this podcast and me and I show up and beat the shit out of him right on that couch.
You'd kind of make his point correct.
We'd just hog-tie him.
Wouldn't you really put a fucking exclamation point on that whole documentary?
I feel like we would beat him up and we'd hog-tie him and then I would just get a little too gay. I'd start like rubbing my balls on his lips and Jan's like, what are you doing? start smacking his ass.
And he'd be like, yo, dude, no cuties with smoothies. I mean, this is too far. You don't have a smoothie with you, dude.
I know. What are you doing? You just have my penis in your mouth.
Seriously, Bobby, you have a sweet tooth?
I don't.
You don't have a sweet tooth?
I don't have a sweet tooth. You know what my thing is?
Food.
Can you get my water? I want to throw it at fucking Giannis. What the fuck?
No, I mean like it's either cakes or food.
No, it's not either cakes or food.
Because he had a problem with cakes.
I have a problem with carbohydrates.
Okay. So here's my problem.
The other day, I... She has a very... Sometimes you look at Gabby, she's like this.
Like she's expecting someone to take a picture of her?
Yes. Yes.
She's always waiting for someone to pop up and take a shot and then go back down.
She just looked alert for a water bottle in the face. That's what I read. When's it coming? When's it coming?
I would never do that to Gabby.
She seems like a pro at domestic abuse.
She grew up with a rock dad. That's actually okay.
Carbohydrates.
The other day, okay, here's the deal. I'm not supposed to, I do the Weight Watchers thing so you can have some carbs, right? So I'm doing it, everything's going great, going to the gym. All of a sudden, my account gets shut down. I guess my wife canceled it, didn't know I was on the Weight Watchers. I was paying for it for 6 years, never used it,
okay?
So now she cancels it because we're going through our bills. Like, I have all these $20 things, blah, blah, blah. So she says, I told her to cancel all the shit that I'm not using. So so now I got to go on Weight Watchers. I'm like, fuck you guys. They bring me back on 3 days later. They get me my info. I sign back up. But you kind of get off the thing.
Yeah.
So I went in and I wasn't putting my food in and I went and I got Cheez-Its and I had two Cheez-Its.
Two bags or two
two Cheez-Its.
Like two individual Cheez-Its.
Individual Cheez-Its. I said, let me have a couple of these, a little snack. And then I was like, hey, I can have three more.
Yeah.
You have two I fucking challenge anybody.
Yeah.
To have two Cheez-Its.
It's impossible.
I fucking challenge.
I won't be able to do it.
No. Anybody.
Yeah.
No. I challenge fucking Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
To have two Cheez-Its.
Can't be done.
It's impossible.
I don't think it can be done.
I challenge fucking Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
To have two Cheez-Its.
He won't be able to do it.
Won't be able to do it.
I challenge the president. Our president.
He won't be able to do it.
No, he won't.
Nobody
can
do it.
Nobody can do it.
Not even Obama. Not even Obama would be able to do it.
No.
You have two. All of a sudden, I saw myself. I was out of my body, and my hand went into the box,
right?
As a claw, like in Denny's.
Yeah.
You know Denny's.
Yeah.
And my claw went down and grabbed a fistful of fucking Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
And I fucking sat there and I ate them. I had so much Cheez-Its in my, like a little squirrel, like mushed up Cheez-Its. Oh. And I felt so good, like the endorphins released in the back of my brain.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, there's
the
so
calm
cheese.
Comes over you. Yeah.
Then I got the box. I got the box. And I went to the couch and I shut the lights off, not all the way. I have a dimmer. And I dimmed it down. And then I got a movie and I got it right to play right at the beginning. And I had it set, and I got the box of Cheez-Its. And I got a Diet Lime Coke, the new ones. They're very thin, tall. There's extra Coke, but they look thin, sexy, like European. And I cracked it, and I got the box, and I hit play on the movie. And the stars came out of the note, and they went over the lake, and just one of the stars touched the lake, like splashed, and went up and wrote, I think it was Paramount. And then the movie started. And I took another fistful of Cheez-Its. And I ate that box.
It was a beautiful night.
The entire box.
And you can't go to Weight Watchers and type an entire box of Cheez-Its. They just say, it says, you're done.
Yeah.
That's really, the way you just described it is how it was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's a calm. It's like an addict. Yeah. Like Giannis used to say when I would have a black and white cookie when we would work together a few years ago, there would be a calm that would come over me. And I remember like if I didn't get my sweets, like my ears would always be hot. They'd be so hot. Like I would walk into place, but like, my fucking ears are on fire. But then I've had a spoonful of gelato, and then all of a sudden my ears perfect temp.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking alien. Okay, I don't know what that fucking alien shit.
I don't know what it is, but my ears
like ET shit.
But my point is, just getting on smoothies, just doing smoothies. Anytime I had here's a perfect example. Yesterday, I had a peanut butter. I had a peanut butter, banana, and cinnamon smoothie. Okay. And that was my cheat. Because normally it would just be like
a peanut butter.
Yes, because normally it would just be like I would have gotten like a vegetable juice or would have gotten like some kind of smoothie with at least having some kind of vegetable in it, like kale, broccoli, maybe an apple. But it got to the point now in the last 6 months where that banana and peanut butter was cheating for me, where 6 months ago that would have been my healthy choice, the bananas and peanut butter. But now it's the cheat.
I got to tighten up. I'm not a sweets guy. I love sweets. I don't give a fuck. But I cannot have them. I don't give a fuck about them.
Yeah.
But I've been having bagel after bagel after if there's anything better than a fucking an egg bagel, toasted, butter, and then cream cheese.
Mm.
You tell me.
Yeah.
How
many of them do you have?
Seven. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I have two.
Two.
I have two. But I have one.
Yeah.
And then I nonchalantly. Now, when I go to the bagel store, my wife says, don't get a lot of bagels. Right. She wants me to go get three, but I feel guilty. Yeah. I feel when I get there, like the little Chinese lady's going to, she goes, how many you want? I go, three. She goes, that's it? And I'm like, maybe, okay, give me a dozen. And okay, you got seven. You know, okay.
Whoa.
So I get two egg bagels.
Well, that's a New York problem. You could solve that problem if you moved out of New York. The bagels they're only good here, like that. They're disgusting everywhere else you go. But
not Boston.
But the
or you could just say, you know what you could say, Bob?
What?
You could just go, no, just give me three.
How about this?
Yeah.
And then what would you say?
Yeah,
okay.
Doesn't matter what you said. Because
you'd
say,
go, okay.
You'd say, listen, lady, if you want fucking ice here tomorrow, you better just give me the three bagels.
Ice! Yeah. Hey, watch out for these Chinese people. The soybean, they're taking it all.
They take it all. Well, they own everything, the Chinese.
Didn't sound like she did too much arm twisting.
Well, here, you're right.
But you know what's better for you, Bob? You know what's good, though?
Okay, 27.
Even though...
at three donuts. That's my thing. I always got to get
I felt bad for her.
I do. I feel bad. They're so cheap, donuts. Yeah. How do you make
though,
a living?
But even though the... But even though those that carbs turns into sugar in your body,
yes.
The fact that you're not eating blatant sugar like I was, yeah. like donuts and cakes,
yeah.
you don't realize, because sugar is the biggest problem. And so you don't have that problem,
yeah.
so you everything else will fall at the at
yeah,
the wayside.
But like tonight, I'm supposed to go to the gym tonight. Here's I was supposed to go last night, but we shot all day yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was, and then my kid came back and we hung out. We had to put him down. And then by the time it was fucking 10, I'm wiped.
Of course.
I had an audition. I had to go learn lines.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Do you have something I can throw at Giannis?
No, I told you I was going to be doing it. I gave you warning.
What'd you
I'm recharging. The car. Recharging the car.
What does that mean?
I'm putting more money in the meter.
The meter.
Oh, sorry, sorry,
yeah.
sorry.
All right. When he did, I
see
snuck
even
a look.
When I yeah.
why? But you're so intent on it. Can you at least look at? Can you look up a little
well,
bit?
Well, it's because he's 50 years old. He fucking can't see.
Does this make you feel better, Bob?
Yeah, I'll it makes you it feel like you're filming me.
Yeah,
that's all right. Because I do this when I'm talking to Chris. So yeah, dude. I mean, smoothies are the way to go.
Yeah, put it on Gabby. She's ready for a fucking snapshot.
Yeah, yeah. Purse your lips. Those are the anyways, I'm going to talk about that. I got sidetracked today really quick. Right, put that down. You're freaking me out now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. What's that? Is that him?
That's another thing we do. You say, well, because it started. Because it started with one day. One day.
I want to do every week with you two.
Yeah.
I was going to meet him. I was because what happened was here's how this whole thing started. So we're already doing the Bay Ridge Boys,
yeah.
and then out of nowhere, I was feeling like really self conscious about myself.
Yeah.
So I text him. I said, "Hey, bro. I was like, what's up? How's everything? I was like, yo, can I ask you a serious question? You think I'm a cute kid? And then he was like, the word cute is fucking nauseating coming from another man. He was right. like, it's literally, he actually called me. He said, I just wanted, like, we're friends. He said, but don't say cute to me. It's like offensive. It's gross. I don't want it. The word cute and your head don't fucking match.
Just doesn't match.
So then I started to play with it. And then like, I saw him the next day and I was like, am I a cutie with a booty? And, to, like, and then one day we just had smoothies and then it just happened. We were like, cuties with smoothies. and now we call people, you're fucking CWS.
Cutie with a smoothie.
CWS.
CWS. And I like it.
And another thing you can do now on our podcast, if you listen to History Hyenas, is you can, if you do something cool and you join our Patreon channel, you can be the PPW, which is the pseudo penis of the week, because History Hyenas have a pseudo penis. Hyenas have a pseudo penis.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's a matriarchal.
Yeah, why did you, listen, you guys came to me, we talk about the show, you know, Serpico, you had this idea. I'm like, okay. And then you were History Hyenas. And I was like, what the fuck? I mean, out of all the names I've ever had to fucking deal with,
yeah.
I was like, I'm like, all right, what the fuck is that? Why hyenas? And then the logo, we had to create your logo.
Yeah.
We want our faces. I was like, what? Are these guys fucking with me? I swear to God. I was like, are these guys fucking just, is this part of some gag, or am I in like some, like, let's see if Fatso will do it?
No, the people think that all the time. The reason why we chose the animal hyenas, because, well, we love it, because it's the only animal. Well, yeah, fucking tell them about hyenas.
Hyenas are fascinating. I've been fascinated with hyenas for a long time. They aren't really related to any other animal. They're not dogs, they're not cats, they're not related to either one. They seem to have their own lineage. They're kind of a mystery. They're vicious, they're wild, they thrive in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
They come limping around, stealing kills. It's almost like a comedy when you see one coming, you're like, here comes these assholes.
Assholes.
It's going to get bad.
And the reason why we called it History Hyenas is because the one thing that they do is they eat the entire animal. They eat the bone, they eat all the flesh in the bone, and then they throw it up and they eat their own puke.
They're gross.
And that's what we do with history. We consume it all and then we throw it up on the podcast. And a lot of times,
so
it's
there rough. Was a there's something to this.
Yes. There was a method to why.
And we're
we
not
chose
history professors. We're history hyenas. Mean, we just attack it. We just attack go it. Fucking wild.
We'll just go like
you piss on it.
Yeah, we fucking wild.
Like you ask me questions, you're like, you know, Battle of Antietam, and I'll fucking be like, yeah, like 25,000 fucking guys died. But maybe that's not the right answer.
Yeah.
But I do know that the Battle of Antietam was the bloodiest.
Yeah.
But the right, you know, a historian to be able to break it down and tell you the routes they took and, you know, Zach.
We're not historians. We're history hyenas.
Well, what about... Wow.
And we're also
Cuties with smoothies.
I want to do it so bad.
You're going to be the first guest.
It's fun. It's liberating.
And
it's liberating.
We don't have a place yet, so we're going to use your shed. If that's all right.
That's fine. No, you can't. You can't. What if my shed became this mecca of fucking entertainment?
I would fucking love it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Just Max is outside. He's telling a story. Max is bald later in life. He's like 40. No, there was all kinds of people around. Yeah, we had Chris Rock started doing a show out of the back.
Yeah, it just blew up.
Louis made his comeback in the shed. It started with cuties with smoothies. It just cuts to you guys, cuties with smoothies.
And then it's RIP.
Looks like old footage. Yeah. Footage becomes so crazy.
Yeah, and it's like 10 years later, we were killed in an African safari. Fucking eaten alive.
By hyenas.
By hyenas.
Do you know how great that would be if you got fucking murdered by hyenas?
That would be epic.
I would consider that an honor to die by hyena.
Oh, they're just throwing your fucking... Yeah. But they couldn't kill Chris because his hips were too big? They couldn't get through that hip bone?
You couldn't all through it.
It's the only time they ever gave up?
Yeah, and they all get diabetes.
But check this out. So it's a matriarchal society where the women rule, and the women have...
Hang on, I want to see Gabby's...
Pseudo-penises.
I just want to see Gabby's face.
Yeah. This is the
women rule.
Women rule their society.
Well, you Gabby's like that, Gabby? Women rule right now.
Doesn't Gabby look like the cop in Hawaii 5-0, the new one, like the new rookie cop?
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It was a stretch. Go ahead.
So the women.
I knew that joke was gonna. I went. Doesn't Gabby? And
halfway
I
through,
went,
yeah.
I literally trailed out. Gabby looked like the.
Doesn't she look like that extra in T.J. Hooker? Anyone seen
Thank
that?
Thank you. That's what I was trying to go for. That was the joke. Go ahead.
So they have a pseudo penis.
I just think you like saying that.
No, it's
a great thing to say.
They actually have these things that look like penises.
Yeah.
Pull it up.
And but they're pseudo.
They're pseudo. They're not real penises, but the women have penises.
Hang on 1 second.
On the desktop, there's a picture. Hang it.
They give birth.
Thank you very much.
And they give birth through their pseudo penis.
Chris went, pull it up. I would have went, fucking get it on the fucking screen.
You got to show Bobby so his mind will
be blown. She's bringing it up. Look, Mike usually does the computer stuff, and this mouth is a little, this whole thing's a little hard to do.
Where is Mush today?
He's in San Antonio.
Oh,
Mush is.
San Antonio. No, just go to the internet. Don't do that. Just go and bring up pseudo hyena. What is it called?
Pseudo penis.
Pseudo penis.
The hyena pseudo penis.
The hyena pseudo. Do you know how to spell hyena?
Pseudo penis. Yeah, H-Y-E-N-A-S.
She spelled pseudo right, but fucked up a penis.
It'll come up.
Hey, see what her issues are. All right, I want to. Can we show this? Yeah, right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Wow, it's a nature.
Go to image.
And they give birth through this thing, so you could see
what
that too.
It?
They blow their fucking dicks off to give birth.
There it is. That's a woman. That's a female.
They have a pseudo penis.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, look at it. They're eating an elephant. Do you understand what a psychopath animal you have to be to fucking? He's got his head in an elephant's brains.
You're looking
Wait
at a female hyena right
that's
there.
That's a female hyena.
Okay, that's a female hyena with a looks like a sausage, a nice sausage link hanging from it.
Yeah. That looks like what I imagine Mateo has.
Yeah, that's what you call the hyena pseudo penis.
And now, so the girl and the guy has one?
The girl. Guy has got a penis. The girl's got a pseudo penis.
Where does he put his penis?
He puts it in her vagina, in the pseudo penis. The vagina hangs down like that, and then the baby comes out of that thing.
It's basically what scientists say. It's just a really humongous clit.
Yeah,
that's what it is. But it looks
so. It's like a woman bodybuilder.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right. Okay.
Yeah. They're just that the hyenas just are fucking wild.
Yeah,
they're just fucking wild.
So their weapon
is so much behind history. Hyenas.
But like,
I thought it was just you morons.
They
going,
laugh.
I like hyenas. I like them too.
No. There's all they laugh. They have the hyena cackles.
What rhymes with history? Hyenas? Yeah, not really.
Well,
but go ahead.
They both got H's.
Yeah, exactly.
Our theme song is freestyle beat with cackles of hyenas. Over
well, here's the thing: is that you guys, when we were like, well, okay, what we needed music.
Yeah.
We were like, all right, give us some type of thing. And then you gave us that. I'm like, are these guys fucking with us?
Yeah.
Because we had a kind of, the guy had a create this fucking thing. And then when I got the music back from Rob, and he's like, this is it. I listened to it. I went, we're in trouble. I go, we're fucked. I went, we're fucked. And I was like, all right. And I sent it over to Serp, and we got the They love it.
Loved it.
I go, are these guys fucking? Can we play this?
We had
theme
a real
song?
Vision, yeah. And it was fulfilled.
It's fulfilled.
Your guys made the perfect fucking song.
Yeah,
Rob and Sprantz the perfect and fucking logo. I mean, it could not be more perfect.
But you have to understand that I literally thought you guys were gonna. I thought you were crazy, out of your fucking minds. And then when that song came, I was like, oh, they're going to just leave. They're just
no,
going,
I love
this
it.
Is done.
We love it.
We heard. As soon as I heard it, I was like, I couldn't believe how perfect it was.
There we go. Let's listen to it.
Yo, what up, Kazzy Wuzzies? You're listening to the Bay Ridge Boys History Hyenas on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
These are actual hyena cackles. That's the beat.
Yo, what's up out there, you
dude, listen
wild
to me.
Fucking
I
hyenas?
Fucking
this
I,
is the history.
I when I got that song back, I went, we're fucked. I go, these guys are gonna fuck. I don't know how to I don't know where to go. How do you go back from? How do you find the way home from here? Like, how do we go, no, that's not it? And then I go, I don't know. We don't know what it is.
When you hear that song kicking, you know you're in for a fucking wild journey.
Wild, not, yeah,
it's going to be wild.
That song is so addictive.
Yeah.
Because after you said we love it, I mean, literally, they love it.
I fell off my I was crying laughing when I heard it. and then somebody...
I was scared. I was like, we're fucked.
And then one of
it was exactly what we wanted.
Perfect. Because I think somebody said...
listened to it, but after you said we love it, I listened to it again and again. All of a sudden, I just found myself going like this.
Well, Serpico put us on a group text, and he was like, what do you guys want the theme music to be? What are the things you guys love? And I wrote freestyle music, and Giannis wrote hyenas.
I said put some cackles over it.
And then they just combined it.
Yeah. Richie from bring up Radcast again.
What's the band he's in?
Blue Oyster Cult. I want to plug his podcast real quick. Where is it? Band Geek. Bring up Band Geek. It's right there. Click on the thing. Yeah, Band Geek. You got it? No.
Am I blind? Where is it?
Oh, there it is. Right above there. The hole. There
Sebastian Maniscalco's podcast is a Riotcast podcast?
It was on us for a while. Then they're actually on Sirius now.
Oh, okay.
But they were for a little bit. Him and Pete were over here for a while. Yeah, Band Geek. This guy is the best. He is so fucking talented.
Yeah.
If you like music and you really want to hear an amazing podcast, they just have a blast. All these people. Scroll down a little bit. Right there. They have so many shows on up there right now. RichieCastelletto.com if you want to check him out. He is so fucking talented. And he did that for you guys. I was so excited because Rob was like, let me talk to Richie. You know, and he, you know, he's the motherfucker, you know?
Yeah,
and
he
brought that back. I was like, oh, we're in trouble. Like, oh, fuck. And you guys are like, that's it.
Richie,
we love
it. Yeah. If you're listening, you crushed it.
We want to say thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
So great.
People have been actually, there's another guy, his name is Rafael DeLuca. He's a fan of the podcast, and he actually made a song for us too. Like, people have been sending us songs and like renditions. Like, he made a Cuties with Smoothies song.
And we're going to use it as our theme
song.
Where
is that?
I'll play it for you right now. Go on my Instagram.
Put it on the mic.
Put it on your mic. Okay, you can play it on there.
How do you get it?
We're pulling it up right now.
Yeah, because we listened to it yesterday.
It's on my Facebook page.
He's getting it.
The real version's on my Facebook. Oh, it's on my YouTube, too. Yeah. It's on my YouTube page.
It's on my YouTube.
He fucking goes in and out.
Well, because he goes in and out of liberal cockianus.
Yeah. Yes.
This is liberal cockianus.
Is this the song?
This is it.
Rafael De Luca, yeah.
Why are you?
What are you? I don't know.
I think we are first.
TPG,
Drew Blue Gay.
I would say that's one and a half. What are we? Yeah.
Number one first.
Number one before.
Straight white males.
I think that's one and a quarter. What are we first?
We're the first. We're wild.
That's one and a tenth.
One and a tenth.
I'll give you a hint.
What?
It starts with a C.
Oh!
Smothers, and we're CWS's. Nobody's with Smothers.
That's it.
Dude, I love it.
It goes on for another minute, but that's
listen.
He made that from clips from the podcast.
Yeah, it's great.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
You guys are all over the place.
Yeah.
Giannis is YouTube. Giannis is Facebook. Fucking Bay Ridge. But you got 5 podcasts. You got 9 podcasts. I mean, you're all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
We are fucking wild.
We are a little too wild.
Too wild.
You're a little fucking...
We should have it all in one spot.
I mean, if you have it all in one spot, where do people go? If Howard Stern, where do you go to listen to him?
Howard Stern.
One spot.
Yeah.
All things.
Yeah.
Well, now we're at Riotcast, so if you want to listen to History Hyenas, find us on Riotcast.com.
But that's Shong. That's Shong. That's Shong.
Let me see your Shong, 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 Shong. All right.
A little too much. yeah.
I went for it, though.
You did
I went
go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you looked down at the ground when you did it.
Yeah.
Like, no eye contact.
The silence.
Shong, 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 Shong. Are they looking?
How hilarious is the silence after a failed joke?
It's wonderful.
Perfect.
It's so silent. It's more silent than silent.
But it's almost a beautiful thing for other comics. The worst silence is after a failed audition.
Oh, yeah.
When the lady goes... Okay, let's slate.
Yeah.
Like, you want to go for what?
Yeah.
5'8", cunt.
Yeah. I remember one time I was on, I was doing Jim and Sam or Opie and Jim show, and I know Sway Calloway, and, you know, it's like, you know, it's got a hip-hop show. It's always like, it's always all black people. And I went in there, and Sway and I are friends, and he saw me outside the glass and goes, come in. So I came in. I'm not lying to you, dude. There was like 30 black guys in there. They were like doing, it was like some rap thing. And I just went in, and like right as I went on the mic to Sway, Sway was like, what's up, Chris? I was like, what's up, player? And it was fucking dead silent. And people, even Sway was like, what?
Oh, no.
And I was like, and then he was like, and then somebody like on the other mic was like, what does that mean? Like the lady Heather was like, what do you mean play? She's like, is that how you talk? And I was like, no, I don't talk like that.
Sorry.
I thought I had more.
What happened?
No, I fucking tried one more joke. It bombed. And then I left.
That is such a horrible story.
I know.
Why would you bring that to us?
I don't know.
I don't feel good.
I felt bad for Giannis' joke bombing. So I put myself.
Don't worry. I'm used to it.
What are you doing? You snuff?
Yeah, oh, cuck dip.
Cuck dip.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, I hate his fucking upper lip.
I can't stand your cuck dip either.
Cuck dip.
Hey, listen, here's the deal.
His breath always stinks after.
You fucking, you dumb.
It's fucking gross.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Where are you going to spit that?
I don't have to spit. That's why it's cuck dip.
What is it?
It's Swedish. It's born in Sweden. And you just put it in here.
I smell another podcast.
And you keep it right here. Hello, this is Sven. And welcome to Cuck Dip with Sven. I have the cuck dip here. So, we're sitting here with Robert Kelly.
Hi, how you doing?
He's in Sweden.
Yeah.
New character.
What about that march you did the other day for the guns?
There's too much gun violence here in America. You need to see how we do it in Sweden. You need to do it like we do it. So there's no guns. So it's just free love and everyone's a lesbian. Even if you're a boy, you're a lesbian. No genders, no guns.
Do you have pseudo dicks over there?
Of course I have pseudo dicks. Everyone's gender neutral here and we always eat fish and we're having a good time here in Sweden. Have yourself a snooze.
That's the name of the podcast, by the way. Figure that out.
School.
Don't even ask me. That's the name of it.
Sven from Sweden. Sitting here with Magnus.
Oh, you motherfucker. all right. Where the fuck are we on? I wanted to finish this train of thought. I can't even remember it now.
Yeah, where were we?
You guys are so fucking off.
Pseudo-dicks.
Oh, the history of hyenas.
Yeah.
So anyways, I want to know something else. I love history.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I want you to get a calendar.
Why?
A paper one. I want you to hang it on the wall. I want you marked down today.
Your days are numbered. She's my favorite. She's my favorite of all of them.
Yes.
Of even Mushy Mike.
Of all the
girls
you've had on the podcast.
Kelly, Lauren, this one.
I like them too. you're all my favorites.
You're a fucking cuck.
I'm a fucking cuck.
Just fucking
bad,
say.
Bad, bad, bad.
What are you laughing at when I say I like history?
I just was so serious.
What?
I don't know.
I know what you mean.
You don't think
leave
I like history?
Dude, you
don't
make...
think I like history?
You're attacking me today so much.
Oh my yeah. God.
He's
attacking.
A kid that's not, it's talk from Boston that's talking.
Yeah, we're yeah. talking. Yeah,
you're usually so kind to me, though.
I am kind
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, you're taking out your mushy anger on me.
Huh? No, I'm not. I say I like history, and my co-host goes, what the fuck am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say? She literally, I said, I love history. I mean, just say stupid. How's that? Just say, do you dumb-dumb?
You know what?
Really?
You know what it is, Bob?
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not fucking wrong.
Chrissy, am I wrong?
You're not wrong, fucking Bobby. Kelly.
Fucking cuck with any vagina in the room. He wants to fucking give a speech.
Absolutely, yeah.
I just fucking
Chrissy,
like women.
Yeah. Chrissy,
that's what it is.
Talk to me. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Right?
I can see, because I think what I think's happening is normally... Let me break this down.
Please, when you two talk, it sounds like the trash of Boston and New York made an alliance. And set their differences apart.
It sounds like we're having always having a conversation under a highway.
Am I wrong? Yeah. You're not fucking wrong, Bob.
You're not
Am
wrong.
I fucking wrong? You're not fucking wrong. Fucking cocksucker. Like, yeah, these fucking cocksuckers.
We're on a construction site.
Yeah.
And then she starts using the word attack. What yeah. a fucking, that's like well, the attack. And you've never been attacked.
Well, she's also never grown up in foster homes.
Yeah, because I that's true.
So she's used to a lighter decorum.
Nice Jewish upbringing. You're Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Nice Jewish upbringing, yeah.
Yeah.
I think because a lot of times Mush gets some of this.
Right.
Because they're both here, so now she's getting the brunt of it. But sometimes Mush gets yelled at, and then you're not as mad as at her. But right. because Mush is not here, you get, because you can't yell
she
at
she usually sits over there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah and that's
Mush
the thing.
Sits there.
Yeah, so that's the yeah. that's the anger.
She's got a good laugh, though. Genuinely laughs.
She's got a good laugh.
She's a genuine everything you need to know about a person is in their laugh. How they
really?
That's how I know you're a good person. You genuinely laugh.
Yeah.
He barely laughs. Yeah. It's because he's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
Do you guys like each other?
No, I do. I like Giannis.
Yeah, I like Chris a lot. Yeah. I really like Chris.
My daughter calls him Aunt Giannis.
Aunt Giannis. But listen, I know where she's coming from, Bob.
We do too, fag.
Because she sees the real you. It's fucking Marisa.
She knows.
She knows like the rest of us.
But you made this video once. You made this fucking video where you were trying to be serious.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, it's one of the... I'm putting it up there in my top 50 all-time funny. When you were mad and you were taking a stand about Tom Brady kissing his kid on the mouth.
Okay.
And you were making this video with that fucking Boston accent. And you're going, listen, fucking guys. All right? If he wants to kiss his fucking kid on the mouth. Yeah. And it was just hilarious.
I was violently angry.
I know. And it was funny.
I was violently angry because every fuckface who had a problem with it didn't have a kid.
Yeah.
Right.
Every fuck, dude, that the fact it really made me violently angry because.
And unintentionally hilarious.
Because here's the deal, you don't have fucking. Every guy that had a problem with it didn't have kids, was some single fuck face, probably didn't have a good, some macho relationship with their dad, probably never got hugged or kissed themselves, gonna pass that on. And then everybody wonders why guys are fucked up and shut down and have issues with intimacy. And then, I mean, Grant, look, 6 seconds is a long time to lay on. I mean, if we CSI'd this kiss, yeah. I might be swayed a little bit. I don't want Mac. Look at I.
But you Mac, were taking a stand in that video.
My kid, that's it. Yeah. Right on the lips. That's it.
You it's can't, a little long.
Two.
Yeah. yeah. What are you making, a Vine?
That's a little long. yeah. yeah. Vine kiss, too long.
too long.
Yeah.
Chris D'Elia?
Yeah. yeah. Instagram kiss, just right. Hi, Dad. Yeah. So, but I think Chris D'Elia is hilarious on his Vine.
I love him.
Oh, yeah. So
I love hilarious. Yeah.
He's the, a great one podcast. Of the funniest social media guys of all time. I love
can't,
it.
I can't yep. take him. Him and Brian Callen. I
oh, my God.
Take.
Brian Callen's so funny.
So funny.
When Brian, they do the little kisses, they're the best.
I can't even take them. I fanboyed on Chris D'Elia one night in Montreal.
Yeah.
And I think he was a little flipped out by it.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, your Vines, blah, blah, blah. And I just had to do it. I didn't care. I go, I don't
He's
care.
He's the best.
I walked away. I was like, all right, whatever.
He's so good.
I told him I had to stop following him on Vine because I got addicted to it.
Yeah.
I get OCD with that shit. I went, where's more Vines?
Yeah.
And I had to stop
him
following
him. And Will Sasso was fantastic.
Well, he was
lemons.
Great, too.
And the lemons.
Will Sasso with the lemons, and then he stopped doing the lemons.
Yeah. Those guys are fantastic.
I He didn't do the lemons.
He stopped doing the lemons right around the time he fucked my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I remember that.
Whoa.
I remember that. What a day that was.
Who fucked your ex-girlfriend?
Will Sasso.
Will Sasso fucked your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, I had to listen to it in a fucking 3-hour car ride.
Who's your ex-girlfriend? Do I know her?
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Years ago, yeah.
What, the one that got famous?
You got to put that in air quotes. Yeah.
The one Chris had a tour with.
Yes.
And yeah. your girl left you too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys both got cheated on. You fucking queens.
And they both,
now you're both fucking sissies in a smoothie shop.
That's how we became cuties with smoothies.
That's how we started to bond. And then both our exes fucked up and fucked major celebs.
Yeah. Both your hot exes fucking cheated on you with fucking shittier celebs. Yeah. Just not even good looking. You're both way better looking than them, but they're more popular.
They got more followers.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Wow. Did that hurt you? You found
I don't even
Sasso?
Know if what I'm saying is true. It's, oh. Yeah.
I was alleged. Just alleged. Allegedly.
I know it's true.
Oh.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You do.
Well, because there was a grace period there where at the end, after Giannis, they had broken up, and I was still with the girl who was very good friends with that girl. Oh, so I would hear all the stuff. Giannis would text me, like, you hearing anything? I'm like, nah, buddy. But what I was hearing was fucking, woo. I couldn't. He was in too fragile a state to know that stuff.
Himself.
I told him 2 years later. I was like, bud. Yeah, it was getting bad.
If the guy who reprised the role as Curly on the Three Stooges was fucking my chick, I'd be bummed too.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. Yeah. I'm like, he's shooting lemons out of his mouth right into a pussy. I can't tell you that.
Fucking hipster in fucking Brooklyn. Let me tell you something about gun control.
Oh, yeah.
And then some guy with lemons in his mouth is eating a pussy.
Yeah, you wonder where it went wrong. Yeah. He would put on C-SPAN to try to get a hard on.
I'm sure he wasn't the only one, though. She probably went wild.
There was a couple of guys that I knew about.
Famous?
No.
Not more famous than Sasso.
Well, one of them was famous here. One of them, I think, is famous in another country.
Was he the race car driver you told me about?
No, that guy was a fucking... I hated that guy. Yeah. I hated that guy.
That was the worst.
The worst part of my relationship with my ex was that grace period when you weren't around. Because we would all hang out, the four of us, and then he got let go, and then it was just me and these two.
Was he a baseball team?
Yeah, she had to let him go. Yeah,
I got cut.
And wait, you weren't pitching good?
I wasn't pitching good. I got sent down.
You know what's the worst
part? To Miami.
You know what's the worst?
I remember fucking talking you off ledges in Miami.
Oh, my God.
I remember calling... Dude, he was in his fucking Beamer.
Yeah.
He was literally just some fucking some morning douchebag.
But your talk...
Miami!
Your talk in Montreal always stuck with me.
What's that?
Because you told me the truth. It was an older comic telling me what was going on.
Right.
And I didn't want to hear it, but because you told it to me, it was true. And it scared me because I knew it was true. I didn't want it to be true.
What was it?
We went to your hotel. I'm glad it was a big moment for you.
I've given a lot of Chris some talks too.
Remember, I came into your hotel room in Montreal and we talked, and you told me you were like, look, buddy.
Yeah, good.
You were like, look, buddy.
We're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
So I need you to recreate it.
Okay.
So that people listening would be like, because they're going to go, what'd he say? And you're not going to say it. That's what I'm doing. I know what I said.
Yeah.
I know we had to talk.
Yeah. But. So I go to your hotel room and we're hanging out in your hotel room.
Yeah.
And in Montreal.
Sucking each other's off.
Sucked each other off for a couple minutes. A couple smoothies naked, you know? I put a diaper on Bobby. It was
asking if he could shave your legs with one of his new knives.
He's showing me his gadgets. We're both nude.
I have my drum kit.
He's got his drum kit. Drum kit. Yeah. He's showing me his new little gadgets he got. He's doing it naked.
Yeah.
And just imagine Bobby just showing me new technology naked, just going over to his suitcase to get it, bringing it back.
The way you say naked infuriates me. Keep going.
Naked.
Naked.
The way you say infuriates me. Fucking infuriates me.
The way I'd say the word infuriates?
Yeah, you infuriates
me. Well, I tried to get it. I got phlegm stuck in my throat. Okay. Keep going, Giannis.
Your accent infuriates me. It feels like I want to give back my college diploma every time. Every time I hang out with you, I'm like, I don't deserve this.
Come on, spit it out, you cuck.
Spit it out.
So then, you said, and then you sat down and you just gave me like a real harsh, like truth talk.
Right.
You were like, look, it's over. That's done. You date a comic, that phase of your life, it's over. You never date a girl with a headshot.
Yeah.
It's over. It's done.
Yeah.
You're fucking, she's never coming back. It's over. You're going to be better for it. but it's done. Like, you were telling me it's over. When I was still at a time, this was before I left for Miami, so this was July. Yeah. We had just broken up, so I still was like, I was really heartbroken and hoping I was going to get back with her, you know? Yeah. And you were right.
Yeah, it's, and I say, you know, you never date a girl that
you didn't spare my feelings at all.
I would say that to a girl.
We needed it, though.
I would say that to a girl comic, too. I would say, don't date a guy with a headshot. Yeah. Because what's going to happen is somebody's going to make it.
Sure.
Very rarely do both couples make it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But then why are Richie and Bonnie so successful in their relationship?
There's exceptions for everything.
First of all, 1 second. Call him Richie and Bonnie again. I'm going to throw a hot coffee at you. Okay? Don't make everything cute. Okay?
Yeah, sorry.
He's a cutie with a smitty.
Richie and Bonnie on Cuties with Smitty.
If we had him on, we'd call him Richie and Bonnie.
We'd call him Richie and Bonnie. First of all, the key word in my statement was successful. Now, you show me that. You show me. It always happens, even with fucking, look, man. Even with actors and actresses, it always what's the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Chris Pratt. Pine.
Pine is Star Trek. Pratt. It's Chris Pratt and what's her name?
Anna Faris.
Anna Faris.
I mean, I couldn't think of a greater couple. They were so funny together. She's hilarious. He's hilarious. They had a kid. It was so, and then it ended.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think he banged out Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, here's the deal, man. He became huge. He went from a chubby on a sitcom to a fucking mega movie star.
Yeah, shredded.
He's not home.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And then I'm sure, like, when he's on set with these women that they're playing, that it's always a beautiful female lead. The chemistry starts to build, and then next thing you know,
he gathers puss bad.
Yeah, he gets he's a puss.
He's a gatherer. Yeah,
look at that cute little kid.
Look
too.
At him.
Yeah.
Fucking great. You can't get cuter than that.
Yeah.
Oh, they had a kid too.
Joe List. My kid.
Yeah.
Your kid is actually really cute.
Your kid's a beautiful
kid.
Good looking
kid.
Long hair. Yeah.
Your kid too.
Thank you.
We should get our kids together later.
Let's get our fucking kids together.
Later in life.
Yeah.
That would
make a super kid.
You know, that would be good.
Romance.
He's from the suburbs. He's, you know.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
That's what I need. Yeah. That's what I need. I need a
good father, good home.
Yeah. She's got to keep away from the mobs.
Yeah. It's. Yeah, but I think when that happened to you, and then it happened to you.
Well, see, the thing here's what happened. It was an interesting time.
I mean,
my life.
You both got fucking douched by two girls that became hugely successful in the same time, and they were friends.
Yeah.
And now you guys are still together. Yeah. Are they still friends?
I don't think so.
Probably not. Yeah, I don't know, it was all toxic with all four of us. Yeah. But like what happened was is, you know, he left, and then I was hearing all that stuff. Like, I would hear everything because I was still with the other girl. So I would hear, and they were best friends, and all three of us were on this tour. So I would hear it all. And then, you know, Giannis would be like, hey, tell me this, tell me that. But he was in such a fragile state, I couldn't do it. But then what happened was is he was going through his stuff, talking to you, and he was, you know, he came up Miami, and it was great. And then just about the time when he was really strong and over it, she dumped me. And then he helped everything he learned.
I helped
from, he helped. Right. He helped.
Yeah. So it was, so it was like great. But like for a while there, I mean, yeah, it was for me, if it didn't happen to him first and he didn't kind of walk me off the ledge, I probably would have committed suicide live on stage, because what happened to me then.
He had it much worse.
I had it really
hard. He had to perform with them.
Because then there was the three of us. First of all, we sold out the Wilbur Theater. Like, everything was sold out for us for 2014, the beginning, everything. And I remember Wilbur Theater. Sold out, which is like, I don't fucking sell tickets like that. And but this tour was because because of the girls. The girls were huge.
You too.
No, but here's the thing. I was the anchor comic. I was the actual one who could do stand up.
Yeah.
But those girls were the ones selling tickets.
You had to go up at the end.
No. Well, what happened was is you know, my ex was really mad at stuff, and she would go. Now keep in mind.
Mad at you.
Mad at me.
Why?
Because of the
doing?
Way the relationship ended, because she
thought she dumped you.
Well, yeah, but she's telling everyone I cheated on her.
Did you?
No. Well, what happened was,
look at me.
I did not.
Look at me.
I swear to God, I did
Chrissy,
not.
Put your hands down. Look at me.
One Catholic to another.
Look at me.
Two Catholics.
Look at no eyebrows, no moving, no nothing. Okay,
in front of the Virgin Mary.
Let me just get one out so I don't laugh. Cuties and smoothies. Okay.
So you didn't? Did you cheat on her?
I did not cheat on her.
There you go.
I did not cheat.
Say
on
swear
her.
To Jesus.
Swear to Jesus. I swear on Jesus. I swear to God.
A Catholic, you know he's not lying.
I swear on
the amount of guilt he would take home.
New York Yankees. Okay. I swear on everything.
All right, go ahead.
Staten Island. I did not cheat on her.
Okay, so what
she
did?
She thought that I did, and so she moved forward with that.
Yeah.
And what happened was there were these clubs and theaters would be sold out with almost all girls. I would say it would be like 90% women.
Young girls?
This was girl code.
21, era. 22, 23 years old, even younger maybe. And she would go out. And she would go up first because at the time she was the weakest of the three of us. Not the she was the newest, so it would usually
you could
be
say weakest.
Yeah, so it would usually be her, then either me and the other girl. We would flip flop.
Yep.
But she would go out and basically no really jokes. I mean, kind of jokes, but she would just say what an asshole I was, and all these people in the crowd knew who I was. Oh, I'm single now because my ex cheated on me, and just bash me. Then talk about the new guys she's hooking up with, which would fucking I was like. Hysterical crying in fucking bathrooms. I
mean, brutal.
Brutal. On the phone with him, and he would be like, dude, you gotta... It got
Who's your manager?
We had the same manager. Yeah.
Who?
So, Conan Smith, who's a great guy. Who's great. He
sounds like a great guy.
No.
Hey, go on this tour. Make that money, you little pussy.
Well, no.
You take that fucking hit. You'll never get this opportunity again.
To Conan's credit, he said, if you don't want to do this, don't do this. You can walk off. And he's had a talk with the both of us. And he said, look, he said to the girl, he said, you have freedom of speech. You talk about whatever you want to talk about. But just as a courtesy, don't talk about him on the same show if you can, because it really is fucked up. And she was like, yeah, and then would do it anyway. And I would come up to, I'm not lying, dude, Wilbur Theater, what is it, 1,000 people maybe, or 900?
1,500.
1,500, sold out, booze.
27,000.
I came out to booze.
You came out to booze?
Booze. Literally, boo, that's like that.
Fucking.
Coming up, and then somebody's like, you fucking cheater. So what I had to do is then I had to dig really deep as a comic, and that's when I started to, because I always was like, I never like valued myself as a comic because I'd be at that time because I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm selling tickets or I'm part of a thing that's selling tickets, but I'm not a real stand-up because it's like it's bullshit MTV, meh.
Well, you have real comic self-esteem.
Yeah.
Where you're not going to, fake comic ego and confidence. As a comic, I believe you should have a shitty self-esteem.
Yeah.
And you should be real with yourself and be like, and that shows that you're a real fucking comic.
Yeah. So what I started to me. Do. So what I started to do then is I started to, when that happened, I was like, now I have to dig deep and really, I'm not going to get out of this being cute because my cute factor is gone because they hate me. So I had to just get them back little by little with jokes and crowd work. And then I'll never forget, because there was like 10 minutes into the set, because both girls were like kind of against me at the time.
Really?
About 10 minutes into the set, after I had just come up with booze, I started to get like really big laughs. And then I started to do that thing where it's like I had good jokes, but the ones that were kind of like worked out that would make me feel honest as a comic, I didn't do them. I did the bullshit, like where I was like, just even if it was just a little hacky, just to get like booming. And then I fucking buried the next girl. She bombed.
You were
zero.
You were trying to survive.
I was trying to survive, but then I started to turn to anger about 10 minutes into the set. Right. And then I just started going. I blew the light. I did like 30 minutes and crowd work. And I took everything away from the next girl. I took it all away. And she had nothing. And she came out and tried to be cute. And people were talking through her set. People started to leave. There was a fight that happened in the upper deck. So I was like, I started to look for the girl who would go before me. I started to look for it. She's going to bury me. And now I have jokes to get myself out. And then after that happened, I came out of the other side. Then I did Letterman, half hour. Mm-hmm. Then I felt like a Comedy Cellar. Then I feel like, oh, now,
you made your bones.
Now I'm a stand-up comic. Right. And those girls are just, they still do whatever they do. I don't know. But I know they don't do, they don't do really stand up anymore, and that's their choice, but it kind of made me better. But in the beginning, it was fucking, they called Comedy Central, called me and told me I got the half hour special, which at the time was like the biggest deal in my career. And I was hysterical crying on the phone with executives. And they were like, my manager, Conan.
We were on the phone when we both found out we got it, because we got it the same year.
Yes.
And we were just commiserating in misery. And then we both found out
But you were past it a little bit already. You were, because you were helping me at that point. I remember I was hysterical crying in a snowstorm in Times Square. And my manager was like, do I need to come get you? Because and now Comedy Central's like, is he okay?
Yeah.
And then I called Giannis.
What the fuck is that?
Because, well, the reason why that happened is because we had done a shoot that day with MTV.
I got a... I remember when they sold my hour special to Comedy Central. I went, "That's great, dude. I gotta go. Call me later. Let me know what's up."
Yeah.
Fuck you.
My ears are getting hot. Anyone have cheesecake?
Why were you fucking crying?
He was crying on the phone. I remember he was crying.
But I remember the reason.
It was weird too because I was like, "Whoa,
what?
I didn't know what to do with it because he was bawling, crying in public.
This is a guy who's a woman almost a quarter of the time he's alive.
And you know what, dude? How funny is that? Like, just like as like a preamp, because like that was like in the very beginning of our friendship. Now, 4 years later, I've probably cried in front of you at least 30 times.
It's true.
He sees me cry. I cry to him all the time.
Dude, I cried last night.
Yeah, it just happens.
I cried last night during the movie Sing.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Even after all this time.
When the father broke out of jail.
The gorilla.
He was swinging in the helicopter.
Like a true survivor.
And he threw the little rock. Yeah. And the kid turned around.
I fucking love it. Yeah.
I'll fucking cry right now to that part.
That gorilla.
I'm still standing. He kicks the chair up. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, standing dun, like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid.
You guys are
I'm still standing.
Fucking gays.
I'm still standing.
You guys see? I would make you dig your own holes and shoot you into them.
Wait until fucking Mr. Panos has his own kid.
Little
motherfucker, he's done.
Oh my God, the first time that little kid takes a little step, you're going to be fucking bawling your
eyes
out.
First time his kid goes, on one of his characters.
Yeah. Or does pooping in the potty by itself.
How great would it be if his kid hates Mauricio?
Oh, I love it.
Just have to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Kid's going to have to go in school knowing his friends have seen that and be like, is that your dad?
This is going to have to do some Dave. He has a little girl. Honey, don't use daddy's wigs. Those aren't toys. All right?
A lot of people eat off those wigs. Yeah.
Where's my fishnets? What the fuck, honey?
I told you
that pink shirt is for me.
She can play dress up, not with daddy's chain collect us.
Put daddy's tights and skirt and wig down.
Okay. You put that smelly wig down.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The first time like your kid sees that, it's gonna be a. I want to record that conversation.
I don't want to get too far into it because I'm really fucking curious. What was the green room like? Did you guys even hang out in the same green room, the three of you?
Yes.
Oh, and that?
Yeah.
Well, no. What we would do.
The tension must have been fucking wild.
Well, the reason why I was crying that night when I called you is because we had done, the three of us had to do some MTV shoot. And again, girls, when they get mad and they start to gang up on me, you know, not like it was all passive aggressive, but they started talking really loud about 3 hours before that we were on the set about how my ex was going to hang out that night. It was a massive snowstorm, but about how the guy who she was going to hook up with, who was a basketball player for the New York Knicks, who I knew. Not that I knew personally, but
your girls did not fuck around.
No.
Yeah. I mean, your girls didn't banging a plumber.
No. Yeah.
I mean, your girls, you got to give them credit.
They went up. Yeah. They went way up.
Not way up. They went to the top.
Yeah. To the top, yeah.
They went to the fucking top.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like thinking back, I respect that. I really do. I respect that.
You have to respect. I mean, his girl went to the top.
I mean, talk
your
about.
Your girl went. A little up.
A little up.
She went a little up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your girl said, I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'm going up here.
Yeah. And I'll never forget, the player, he was... Like he had an all-star season that season. I'll never forget. I was living because I got, you know, I left the apartment that I was living with my ex, even though it was my apartment. I moved my stuff out and I was such a bitch. And I left and I was living with my two friends. I was sleeping on their couch. And I'll never forget. I told them about the basketball player and they were like, oh my God, so bad. And then that went on for like a couple of weeks. Like she was dating him or whatever. And it was brutal, brutal, brutal. And then I come home one day and I go to turn on my PlayStation there, you know, our PlayStation, and they weren't home and they had their fantasy draft. Like uploaded and I saw that they drafted that player, and I was like, why would you do that?
Why wouldn't you?
And they were like, why
would you not?
I think it's a smart move. Well, guys having a good season.
Well, that's what they said.
On and off.
Yeah. Yeah. They said.
On and off the court.
And I'm telling you, this is not a lie. You're going to think I'm saying this to try
lucky blowjob.
To try to make it like funny. I swear to God, this is true. He was having such a good season, and then they drafted him on their fantasy team because they wanted to win. And the last night of the fantasy league, I meant to say, the last night of the league, One of my friends, my friend Dayan, that piece of shit, Dayan Popov, even though I love him, but fuck, I'll say his name because we're best friends still. He asked me to not, because I was still going back and forth with my ex about like, I love you. Get it. He goes, hey, just for tonight, can you put your phone on airplane mode and not get anything in her head? Because I don't want anything, I don't want her energy on him. I need him to have a good game tonight, and I need him to really score.
That's hilarious.
And he was like,
it's
I know.
Like casino.
I swear to God. And he was like, you can be mad at me, you can punch yourself, but if he does well and we win this thing, we got $2,500, you know, we could split it a couple of ways, we'll have a good time, but like, can you.
Did he win?
Yeah, they won. They won the money, yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
But God. That really happened. So that's why I was crying that night. But yeah, in the green room.
All right, we gotta fucking end this. Listen,
come on.
We gotta go. You gotta go do the show. You
Hey,
settle down. I got you. Relax.
I'm sorry. I get jittery with my cinnamon.
There's so much cinnamon in that coffee.
We have a show tonight. What time's our show?
8:30.
Gabby is opening. I mean, this is your first time. Here's what I like about Gabby. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I asked her a long time ago. Hey, you want to do one of these shows? She goes, no, I'm not ready yet.
Smart.
I mean, smart, but I mean, most comics go, yeah, because they think they have to, or they blah, blah, blah. She goes, I don't think I'm ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you again, I think, at a point.
Yeah, a couple times.
No. So then I get a text message from her last week. She went to the show last, wherever it was, and she's like, I'm ready to do this.
Because you saw how hard I bombed. I fucking ate my dick, so she was like, I can do it.
It's a tough
you
room,
inspired
that room. Yeah. That room's tough.
Fat Black is not easy.
For some people.
Yeah.
It's never been tough for me. But literally after anybody, I'll fucking murder. I'm a fucking killer. Goddamn.
Yeah, but unless it's Collins. Sometimes Collins crowds are fucking hard.
I'm going to give you that, but after you, I fucking murder.
Yeah, I really ate a hot one, and then Bobby killed.
Literally new jokes.
Yeah. I think I even said something into his ear. I was like, it's a rough crowd, and then you just went up and ripped.
That's the worst.
I literally went like this. I go, Chris, at 5 minutes in the back, I go, Chris, it was you.
Yeah.
It wasn't that.
I was there.
Yeah. And then I remember like I went to the bathroom and all the people who just watched me bomb, I was like waiting online and they're like, good show.
Dude, there is nothing worse.
College crowds do stink.
There's nothing worse and nothing more hysterical as a comedian when you go off and you say like fucking crowd shit and you bomb and then you watch the next person fucking annihilate and you just feel like, oh shit, it was me.
It was me. I knew it was me. I remember I was sitting up there in the balcony.
It was a new chunk too. I was just like, fuck it.
Yeah,
not even like proven. It was just like, fuck you, new.
Yeah.
There you go. Deal with it.
And it crushed.
I'm like, he's bombing. Let me, okay. Yeah. I'm going to fucking go up there and just fucking hit it.
Well, I went up there, I had my sleeves rolled up. When I was going to show off my tats.
I told you, you look like you're like a sergeant in the Swiss Army.
Yeah, I look like I'm a sergeant in the hipster army.
Yeah, something like that.
The cuck army.
Well, she's doing it tonight. You guys, here's this show tonight at the Pussycat. If you're listening live, if you're in New York City or in the surrounding area, 8:30 tonight, mm-hmm. Gabby's hosting.
Ooh. I'm nervous.
You should.
Don't be. Just have fun.
You'll have fun. You'll have fun. We're all there for you.
Like,
and know that if you're bombing, we'll be dying.
Yeah.
You will hear laughter no matter what.
I tell you what, I've seen her act, and she's got good stuff.
Better
than
Scopo?
Oh, fuck.
No, old fucking lunch lady hips.
Don't talk about hips.
We're all gonna die.
If I have a 38, he's got a 40.
We're all dust.
We're all going to die. So you just got to have fun.
Yeah.
Whether it goes good or bad.
Here we go.
Fucking book of you.
I love it.
Here we go.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm reading the thing to not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
No, it's true. You got to enjoy yourself in life. Yeah.
No. You got to go up, try to kill, and if you don't, get better.
Okay. That's what I mean. But I mean, like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, good. Tell Chris that.
Yeah.
Fucking ears get hot.
My ears are on fire. If I don't get a fucking muffin soon, my ears are going to ignite into flames.
All right, we got a big show tonight, and you guys are on it. The Bay Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
Giannis is going to do it too?
Yeah, they're both doing it. So, I think it's you, then Jan, and then you. You, then you, then Giannis.
Perfect.
And then me. I'm going to close it out. We got a great show tonight, but I want to let's go through some stuff here. What do we have to plug, Gabs?
I just sent you the names.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, White Wasp got them to you.
Check this, man.
Yeah.
Is she the White Wasp?
No, Barbara's the White Wasp.
I want Gabby to have a nickname. I want to thank...
Minnie Ann Coulter?
Chris.
That's so bad.
I don't know.
Actually, Chubby Ann Coulter.
No, I think Gabby's beautiful.
Oh,
God. So isn't she.
I do, too.
What?
Oh, my God. Listen...
I really do.
She also has good energy.
I love her energy. I
think she's good.
Giannis,
I think she's a good person.
Giannis is in love with Gabby.
No. I'm engaged.
That's
I'm
just true. Saying engaged she, to be married.
Yeah, she's a good person.
I like her.
I like her
a lot.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
I have her on my show. I like her a lot too.
Yeah. Well, not from what we heard before. You threw a water bottle at her.
I threw it that way.
That's true. Yeah, but you were hoping it ricocheted her in the shoulder.
That's a lot of progress. That's
all acting.
Yeah.
That's part of my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of my thing.
Zach wants to behead her.
It's my thing. No, I'm very excited that Gabby's doing this tonight.
Don't ever bring a shawarma in here, Gabby.
I won't.
She knows better, though.
That was amazing.
Yeah, you're not supposed to bring food.
It was a classic moment, though.
It was a classic.
It was great.
It was almost worth it for how much
And he stormed out?
Yeah. He chased me out there into the hallway like a fucking school principal.
That's when I realized you're taller than me. Because I was yelling at you looking up, and I was like, eh.
I don't like
all right.
That.
Here's the deal. Ready? First of all, I want to thank Chris Doherty, Patrick Chilla, and Heather. Heather Graves, I believe. All members of my Patreon. But you guys are ultimate dudes. You're at the top echelon. You guys are amazing. I want to give you a shout out. I want to thank all you guys who are on a member of my channel. The channel's going great. Jeez, we got a couple more people. It's going great. We got a bunch of stuff coming for it. We shot two new episodes yesterday, live from the shed, with Matt Serra, UFC champion. He is so fucking funny on the show. He is so interesting and so one of my favorite people in the world. And then, of course, the great Ron Bennington, funniest guy walking the earth. I could sit and talk to that guy for days. Yeah. Two great shows out of the shed. For Patreon members only. This weekend, I'm going to be adding more one-on-ones. They'll be up next week for you guys. I got a lot of stuff going on my channel. This thing is, I'm hoping to create, me and Gabby are going to shoot some stuff too.
Yeah.
I have these scenes that I wrote. I'm just going to shoot them.
Good.
I'm going to shoot them, put them up for my page. Look, I'm still going to give fans stuff. This podcast will always be free, Sundays, blah, blah, blah. And I'll put stuff out for regular people. But this is for my fans. This is for people who really fucking love me. Whether it's 100 people or fucking 7,000 people, that's where you go. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Join up. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff. And again, here's another channel with you guys. The Bay Ridge Boys Patreon channel.
Beautiful.
You guys, this is what I love, that we're not asking for permission anymore. We're going to our fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're saying, hey, be part of our channel.
Yep.
Okay? And we're going to create stuff without asking.
Yeah.
We're not going to go, hey, here's an outline. Here's a treatment. Here's a sizzle reel. What do you think? And 5-6 months later, yeah, we're not interested.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're not this. That's fine.
By people who were fucking accountants a month ago.
Yeah.
Look at these people, they're fine, but it's like whatever the reason is, they have a reason. And it's like, okay, I will do that too. I will create stuff and try to pitch it and sell it. But I want to have stuff right now, and people joining our channels like you guys allows you to create for your fans.
Right.
And another thing you don't have to worry about, people in there who don't fucking really like you going fuck you or fuck. It's just a great environment to do stuff.
And it's the best.
You guys are killing it.
Thank you.
You guys are killing it.
Thanks for having us on the network, man. We're having such a blast with the podcast.
It's a great podcast, and the fact that you guys go out and do these, it's amazing. Where are you going next with it? Are you picking your nose?
I know. I had dry skin under
you're
my
on
nose.
Camera.
I had dry skin under my nose.
An absolute hyena himself. Kid has no.
What
rules.
Do you mean? Where are we going next?
Where are you going next to like learn something?
History
what's the,
tour.
What's oh, the history. I got to go to Cleveland this week. Should I? Where do you want to go? Oh, well, we go on these walking tours.
A lot of history in Cleveland.
Yeah.
President Lincoln went there on his last tour and by horse and fucking carriage.
Yeah.
They have the first mall of America. The first mall, indoor mall in America?
Yeah.
Is the hotel. You doing Hilarities?
Hilarities, yeah.
That hotel?
Yeah.
The indoor hotel?
First, yeah.
That's the first mall, indoor mall in America.
Wow.
Was that mall.
It's definitely haunted.
If you go down the back stairway, the actual marble on the stair is worn out from 100 and something years of people walking down the stairs.
Wow, that's wild.
It's like the arcade, they call it, right? Cleveland Arcade.
That hotel itself is mega history.
Yeah.
Mega history.
Yeah.
And did you know they shot Avengers there?
Really?
All the street scenes in Avengers, Cleveland.
Holy shit. That's pretty cool.
I actually...
Jesus.
What are you doing? We're ending the show. We're trying to wrap up. And you got to fuck around. I mean, you can't sit still, can you?
Just hold on. I'll fix it up.
Okay. Yeah, just you broke it.
I didn't break it.
Well, just settle down. Hold. Just let it go.
statistic that I got. Wait, you guys should go where I'm from in New Jersey. The first ever socialist like commune was in my town.
Oh, really?
And you should. There's like a tour and the Battle of Monmouth, Civil War.
That sounds.
Which town's that?
Sounds
Colts Neck, New Jersey.
Oh,
yeah, go
Monmouth
there.
County.
Bunch of fucking hot chicks in weird clothes.
Yeah.
Well, the shirt is amazing.
The shirt is not
that is
amazing.
A nice shirt.
Thanks,
it's not
Chris.
A nice shirt.
I'm flirting with her.
Yeah, but I want you to say right now, do you like that shirt? If that was your wife and she came out in that shirt on date night, what are you going to tell her?
It matches her
look
hair.
At me, Chris. Shut up,
Chris,
fucking
look
cuck.
At me.
Chris, look at me.
Chris, look at me.
Chris, look at me.
Chris.
Chris, look at me.
Chris, look at me.
Chris, look at me.
Chris.
Chris.
I'm just...
I run the network.
What do
Chris,
I do?
It's my network.
Tell the truth, Chris.
Chris, it's my network.
Just tell the truth.
If she came out with that shirt...
Yeah, as your wife. Date night.
He doesn't care about you.
Date
yeah,
night.
To be honest...
Date night.
I'd fucking...
Date night.
I'd probably unbutton it, throw it... I'd unbutton it and try to have sex with her. And I'd throw and then, it on the floor.
And then put another shirt on.
Yeah, I'd come on it. So she couldn't wear it.
He's not
hey,
lying.
Thank you.
Let's yeah. just ruin it forever.
Chris, what do you got?
I got this Thursday to Saturday, I'm at Hilarities yes. in Cleveland.
Yes. Hilarities in
ChristyComedy.com for all my stuff and social media and all
today.
That stuff.
Hang on 1 second, buddy. We're bringing up all your dates. All right, so go to Chris, ChrisDComedy.com for all yep. his dates.
Yep.
Hilarities, great club.
Great club.
The guy who owns it, Nick.
Nick, yep, Greek.
What a great guy. I remember I played there last year at another place. I just did a solo night, and he came and hung out with us. Sweet guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah, won't book me at the club.
You don't have to do
why?
I don't know. I think it's the lady who books it wants nothing to do with it.
Wants
me.
Nothing to do with you.
Tell, but just tell him I said hi, would you?
I will. I'll tell him I'll you go, said hi.
Yeah, tell him I love that guy. What do you got, Giannis?
I'll be...
Look at,
go
can
to
we
my
just look at
chin,
that, though?
Sorry. Yeah, he's a cute kid. He is a cute kid.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you went to a gay nightclub in Sweden... That's
what you'd see.
That's what you see out front. Him just
the mohawk,
but no
dude,
pants.
You do look gay there. No, you look gay. Yeah.
No pants, holding a glass of milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
No. You do look a little gay bad
oh
there.
Oh my yeah. god.
True blue gay.
True blue gay.
All right. What do you got, Giannis?
Go to my thing.
What do you? All
right. What?
What? What's wrong? What's wrong? I got whistleblower face.
You do have whistleblower.
Hot
face.
Hotshot Democrat face.
Yeah. You want to fucking write a blog?
I'll be at Gotham. May 4th to the 5th.
As who?
As me.
Okay.
Just me. Rock on the Range Festival on...
Does she have her own website?
No. Okay. She's got her own Twitter, Marisa Rodriguez.
What's Rock
Mr.
on the
Panos.
Range?
It's a festival with bands and they have a comedy.
That sounds great.
That's yeah, cool. It's fun.
You going to drive there to Columbus?
Yeah. No.
You fly it.
Well, he said he drove to Columbus once, he said.
I did, a long time ago.
Yeah, when he had to.
Yeah.
It's the capital.
And then
every state capital.
Syracuse and Uncle Vinny's in Jersey, Point Pleasant.
He's going to pay you in cash, Uncle Vinny's.
Cash.
I love.
Shh
up.
What?
Don't say that
He has no. He just goes. Green light. Green light. Chrissy.
Why?
I don't get paid. I get paid. We get paid in checks.
I get paid in checks. Yeah.
Yeah. Who pays in cash? That's wild.
No, I
love Uncle Vinny's.
I love
good
Uncle
guy.
Vinny's.
Solid guy.
Great guy. Dino's the best.
Sells it out.
Always sells
always.
It out.
And good guy.
Yep, and good pasta. He cooks it himself.
Fucking great people. And all the wait staff, everybody there is a great people.
Great, yeah.
They don't fuck with you. They treat you nice.
Yep.
That's what I like.
Shout out to Governors this last weekend. I love Jimmy, too. Owns that place. Great, great club.
You know, they're the best. They're
best.
Like
best
fucking Governors. You have to say that or he'll kill you.
Exactly. he's Greek, too. Greek.
What do I got?
Half
Greek.
Half Greek?
Yeah, he's
really?
Half Greek.
I think
yeah.
Jimmy's half Greek.
I don't
he's
agree
a handsome
that.
Guy.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Everybody in the family's good looking.
Beautiful eyes, yeah.
The whole family. Fucking
he's got
great
eyes
looking.
Like a fucking Siberian
the sons,
husky.
The sons, they're good looking in different ways.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, one's kind of like, business. The other one's kind of like rock and roll and vampire good looking.
They're both hotties with bodies.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The wife is gorgeous. They're this great looking family.
And they love you two kids.
They do?
Yeah, they love great. You guys.
Anyways, all right, check it out. Fact Black tonight. I'm doing a big, not a big one, a weekend, a tour of Michigan. Shakespeare's Kalamazoo, the Tiger Room, Fort Wayne, and then Planet Ant Theater in Hamtramck, right?
Hamtramck?
Hamtramck.
Hamtramck.
So make sure you come out if you're in Michigan. Spread the word. Get your friends. Sell this out. Syracuse Funny Bone, Cobb, San Francisco. We're at the Treehouse. I'm at Bananas. I'm at Westbury Theater June 1st. McCurdy's in Sarasota. I'm doing the Laughing Skull in Atlanta. I'm coming to you. You're at. When are you? I'm coming everywhere. Look at this. Cobbs, Austin, Comedy Shop, White Wolf. I got Laugh Boston. Draft House.
Great, Laugh Boston.
I'm going on the Calta Cruise. I'm very excited about that. The Calta Cruise. Then we stop off Tampa, and I do the
Side Splitters. Bobby Jewell.
I'm very excited. Bunch of dates coming up. And I just booked Vegas in August. Me, oh, yes. Keith Robinson, Voss, Verzi, in last week of August. So get your tickets now. It's been a great show. You guys are great. I want to thank all the Patreon people. I want to thank all the fans of the YKWD. What else do I have to do? Who else do I have to thank?
That's it.
Well, what about you?
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram. I have some shows coming up next month.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. In New Jersey, I'm going to be in Asbury Park at The Saint. And then I have a show.
Big gay town, Asbury Park.
Huge gay town.
Huge.
That's it. That's really it.
Ooh, and tonight, she's going to be on. We're going to be talking about that next week, how you do.
Yeah, who knows?
You're going to do great. You're going to do fine. And Zach, what do you got?
I
have Death to America.
They don't get the Al Jazeera network here.
They wouldn't know what that is. You have your talk show where you behead a guest.
All right, we got to wrap this up. You guys are the best fans in the world. Mushy Mike, we miss you.
Where is he?
I don't know where he is.
We lost him.
Mushy Mike is in San Antonio. I think he missed the flight or couldn't get back or some shit happened. We love him.
Mushy Mike.
I want to talk next week about me, Ari, and Joe List going up to the woods, primitive camping, the Bushcraft Party Boys. We're going to be doing it. So you guys who know about camping up in the Catskills, please email me at ykwd@riotcast.com and let me know what's going on. If you want to come up or give us some tips and pointers so we don't die. Okay? You guys are the best fans. You know what, dude? See you next week.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.